Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
How did I look at him and what he's got to do in this league and the expectations? I got way too many things to fix, a majority of them that I can't. He doesn't even have a clue what he's about to enter. But he said, you'd rather game plan with me than against me. Who are they already comparing him to? Josh Allen. He is not even close to Josh Allen. There isn't anything results. I see nothing about Josh Allen. And I say, well, yeah, Jake May has that.
All right, it's established Merrill Hodge, former NFL analyst, I guess current NFL analyst, not a Drake May fan. He was right on Manziel. We'll see about this one. But I don't know. What do you think of the buzz? What's the local buzz for the Drake May pick? Is it there? Is it a build? Well, is it a slow build?
There's like a 20% Sensi Patriot fan that's like, oh, why are you ruining my dream? I love Drake. Yay! And then there's, you know, I would say a solid 40% that are optimistic it's not J.J. McCarthy, that there's a chance, but that there's the knowledge that he will not succeed as the roster is currently constituted. Let's go back to 2019, shall we? The greatest player who ever did it was meh. Very similar to Mac's rookie year stats for Tom Brady.
Right.
Because the roster sucked.
Roster was so bad he quit on the team.
Exactly. So now you're here.
Glad he finally admitted it.
Right. I mean, he just, I think the Patriots won that swap. But, God, what a disaster area you created. But either way.
Wait, Bill's going to win this, man. He is having a great offseason. He's going to come back with Dallas next year, rehabilitate.
The unemployed guy's going to win, according to Ken. But anyway, we all thought, you and I, most people, thought this offseason was going to be the one where Robert Kraft, even though he hated it, was going to overspend and bring in quality players. There was even in order to be compliant with the collective bargaining agreement, they have to get to $200 million. They're still not there. So if this is Drake May with Calvin Ridley, with Brandon, with Ayuk, or Debo, or someone, then there is far more optimism. The negativity is very little about specifically Drake May.
It's more the offseason.
It's the offseason.
Now, what if they pull the Niners receiver trade?
That's a good step in the right direction.
But you say they have to.
I mean,
to get to the cap, they got to do something.
Or they have to, you know, give
somebody a bonus, an extension, or whatever.
I mean, if this was their approach, right, and they had to spend money, why wouldn't you give $100 million to Kirk Cousins and then draft Drake May at 3?
Yeah.
Do what the Falcons did. Don't sign Jacoby Brissett.
But Cousins would have been a problem. He's a problem with Penix.
But either way, I'm saying that like if you really are going to do this bridge and you're not going to overinvest in the roster, why wouldn't you spend a ton of money on a known commodity at quarterback, allow Drake May, who's only 21, a couple years to learn and do what the Falcons are doing? For me, the Falcons' plan makes no sense. But if the Patriots were doing that with the current status of their roster, that would make a little bit more sense. But nonetheless, it is, I would say, in order of reasons why I'm not pumped about Drake May, Drake May's probably three. It is number one, the offseason in terms of the roster, and number two, the coordinator that they hired. The offense is not something that is going to be, I mean, maybe we're all wrong and Van Pelt's the next.
What if Scott Van Pelt comes in and coaches?
I mean, one big thing. And, you know, that could happen, but right now, those are what I'm down about. Drake May seems like a nice kid. Seems overly, you know, a truly aw shucks kind of moment for a guy that's at this opportunity to be the third pick in the draft, and he seems to be excited and genuinely happy to be here.
Well, you wanted calls? We got some calls. Let's go to the phones, and you want a guy that likes Drake May. Let's try Keith in the truck. He claims to like the Drake May pick.
Good morning, hello, gentlemen. Keith.
How are we?
So just a couple of things on May. Like, obviously, on a yearly basis, you're looking at one, maybe two quarterbacks that are good. But, you know, after a few years, you kind of figure that out. And a season with 6 first-round quarterbacks, I think you have no choice but to take him. And I do agree with the Van Pelt stuff. I do agree with the roster. But, you know, you guys are talking about receivers being taken first. I mean, every year there's 10 receivers that make a difference. And last year, Puka Nacua led the league, actually had the best season ever for a rookie in the fifth round.
Right, who's his coordinator?
I get it. Yeah, you can say that all you want, but he's a good
Well, I mean, it's kind of a key part of it. I mean, Cooper Kupp wasn't Cooper Kupp before he was with McVay. Neither was Puka Nacua.
No, McVay's, obviously, I'm not saying McVay's not great. My point is on a yearly basis, there's 10 guys that are going to make a difference at the receiving position.
As right, good most as of those guys make a difference with a good offensive system or a good quarterback or good weapons.
I get it. But you're not going to take, on a year that there is 6 quarterbacks in the first 12 picks, and apparently this kid has got all the physical tools, I just don't see how you don't take that opportunity with the fact that you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think short-term it definitely gives the coach and the GM some leash because it's not as though they didn't take Drake May and all of a sudden next year Drake May, C.J. Stroud, and you're like, what the F are you doing? So they have an opportunity to develop and you get the slow burn. Maybe he comes in post-bye, right, whenever that is. However, saying that you were happy with any of them shows me there wasn't a plan.
Do you think the Elliott Wolf-Gerard Mayo combo, maybe this question you can ask Gerard, are they sort of incentivized to not play him just for their long-term future and their stability as, you know, because you don't play him, right, you still have that carrot to dangle.
What's the saying? It's best not to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yeah. So just keep him hidden. And when can you trade a rookie, a draft pick? Can you trade him after the first year?
I don't know. I think baseball's got regulations on that. I don't know of the NFL.
So let's say they go through the year, May doesn't play. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
You could trade it because they've done the thing with Eli Manning was drafted by the Chargers and traded to the
right
Giants.
Away. All right. Well, so anyway, if he's an asset that's not tarnished, you could go out and sign Dak and then trade him like in a year or two, something like that. You know, if he has
You mean like the Josh Rosen trying to do with the Cardinals?
That didn't work.
Remember, you were all giddy about the Patriots getting.
I like Josh Rosen. He's still going to be a good player.
Oh my God!
Let's go to Spencer up in Maine. Hello, Spencer. How are you?
And Curtis there, Spencer here. Curtis, are you going to be at the Old Orchard Beach Roadshow?
I will be at Old Orchard Beach, not in Brunswick, Maine, as I was a couple years.
Yeah, I've made that mistake too. So before I get to my Drake May pick, I'm going to get you all fired up, Curtis. My grandmother and I, we listen to the show. My grandmother is a professional baker and is going to try to make, with homemade ingredients, a better yodel and give it to you at the roadshow in Old Orchard Beach and try to win you over.
Well, wow. That sounds
this
great.
This yodel stuff is taking off.
The Boston, I have gotten more people DMing me or sending me pictures of the Boston Cream yodel.
It's because you look like a yodel.
I mean, whatever the hell, you know, as long as it's getting the merch off the desk. Also, I would say that your mom or grandmother, or mom, I'm sorry.
Grandmother.
Your grandmother seems like a lovely lady, but the yodel's unbeaten.
I don't know where these been all our lives, but she's like, yeah, she tried. She's like, I can do better than that. We'll get one to Curtis. We'll do it.
I would love it. I cannot wait. I don't know the exact date, but we look forward to meeting you there.
Now, Ken, when Curtis and I listen to these professionals like Curtis and Belichick and Merrill Hodge, and they're talking about accuracy and his footwork all over the place and a lot of things that he needs to progress on, work on, be coached on, I'm kind of with Curtis. I didn't want Drake May. I've watched a ton of tape now, gone to the YouTube, all that jazz, and I'm going, okay, if these three pros are saying it's kind of iffy, who's going to coach them? Who's going to get him to progress and make everyone better? I mean, Curtis is spot on. I was watching the stream and I was doing everything up at the poorhouse, and I had the same exact reaction as Curtis did, going, okay, he's a big guy with a strong arm, but who's going to make him progress? I don't get it.
AVP, baby. Alex Van Pelt, who takes credit for Aaron Rodgers and his development.
Oh my.
Hey, I don't know. Let's give Van Pelt a chance. He did a good job with Flacco last year. You would admit, Curtis, Flacco was better than you thought he would be.
Wait, so you think that Van Pelt taught a guy who was 40 how to play quarterback?
Yeah, he rebirthed him, remolded him into the Browns' image.
Okay. I mean, the Browns weren't very good, and he got fired. And then nobody mentioned him to be a replacement.
Yeah, but you heard Giardi. That was an ownership clash. Van Pelt and the owner were like cats and dogs fighting. Look, I'm skeptical, too. I don't know much about Alex Van Pelt beyond the obvious, beyond everything. He's unproven, totally unproven.
Right. I mean, I would just go through who have been the great quarterbacks that have achieved despite bad coaching and bad weapons.
But you would admit Brissette.
Can you answer that question?
Well, Brady.
Charlie Weiss?
I mean, I don't know. He worked with McDaniels, who's not proven himself. You're always down on McDaniels.
Okay, so Tom Brady. Okay, who else?
Okay, I mean, you need both. Obviously, you need both to succeed at the highest level in this league.
Right, and so I look.
But if May doesn't play this year, it doesn't really matter much. He's just got to sit behind Brissette and learn, and maybe in a year there'll be a different coordinator.
Right. My thing is when I'll talk to Mayo about this on Monday, is, you know, why are you making this degree of difficulty on something that's already nearly impossible harder? You know, why are you entering? It's not a cash issue. You told us you were going to burn cash. Why are you? Is it really that players so desperately don't want to play here? And if that's the case, you have to have the premium. So you show, okay, if you come in here, Calvin Ridley's already here. Judon seems to love it. Why aren't these guys being more vocal advocates for the organization? Because absent some serious, added talent via trade, I don't know how this offense is successful this year.
Well, does Brandon Ayuk change that?
Even look at the offensive line. So let's say that you're moving on Wenyu to left tackle and you're going to put this guy, what's his name? Calvin, what's the tackle they got?
Caden.
Whatever. Well, the tackle they drafted.
Yes.
Okay.
Caden Wallace. Caden Wallace.
Caden Wallace, yes. Caden, yes.
Casey Kasem is in playing right tackle. So you have on Wenyu at left tackle when he's a better right tackle. You have this guy, Casey Kasem, at right tackle. You have...
Well, they signed the free agent Okorafor.
Okay.
So he's your starter.
So your offensive line right now is not great, not deep. So that's an area that you could easily improve. Like, why not? Why are people celebrating an offseason where the areas that they most needed to add depth, they didn't, and the areas they needed to add premier talent, they haven't?
Well, they did add a tackle. They added a core four, not a premier one.
Right.
Potentially, but he right. started some. Let's go to Tim in Lowell.
He started some.
Well, he did start some before he was benched.
Boys.
Hi, Tim.
Hi. You know, let me ask you a question. In the next 5 years, who do you think is going to finish last more often, the Red Sox or the Patriots?
Who gets what?
It finishes last more often.
It's going to be
the
Patriots.
I mean, the Red Sox have finished in last more than the Patriots.
Well, Patriots will clearly catch them based on the way this team is operating right now. At least the Red Sox has some proven young talent on their way up. The way this team, that draft, I think, is a disaster for this team. If it is true that Minnesota offered them 3 first-round picks for Drake May, they were crazy not to take that because, you know, I read an article by Bill Byrne about 2 weeks ago where he interviewed multiple executives in the league. Every executive unanimously picked the 2 guys that went 1 and 2. They were 50-50 on whether or not May should be the 3rd pick, and 50% of them said trade out, 50% said they'd take him. That's not exactly what I would call a surefire endorsement. I think it was a very risky pick, and then the next 2 picks they've made after that, when Belichick overpicked, some people that were projected to go late, and he took them early. He had the cachet to probably get away with it. These guys don't. And it looks bad on them, some of these picks they made. It just doesn't look good for the organization.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call.
You know what?
Wouldn't you say about Elliott Wolf, though, if you were in his shoes, do you think he had any power to say we're not taking a quarterback?
They were taking a quarterback at 3.
But this is a craft decision. Yes.
But that is entirely the problem. And, you know, just on the Michael Penix Jr. thing, when you think of it, they had 3 receivers taken in the top 92 picks of the draft. Doesn't that give you a little red flag about Michael Penix Jr. in the NFL, that he might be Mac Jones reincarnate, that you have a guy that had that amount of talent on offense?
And by the way, if Bill had gone there, there's no way he would have taken Penix.
No. But doesn't that explain to you that not in the top three of everybody else there?
Yeah.
They viewed this as a slow burn. They didn't want a guy to come in and try and win quick for a couple of years and then leave. I mean, they view this as a long game. That wasn't a match that was made properly.
Quick nugget from Leafs practice. We do have two playoff games tonight, Curtis. 6 o'clock, Heat, Celtics, round one, game three. And then 8 o'clock, round one, game four, Leafs and Bruins. Auston Matthews has been battling an illness, missed practice yesterday. He is skating at Scotiabank Arena right now before game four. So I don't know if that means he's testing it out or what's going on there. So.
Well, how do you get sick in the playoffs?
I know. Man up.
Bad poutine?
Oh, could be. They don't have poutine in Toronto, do they?
I've never been to Toronto.
Really?
No.
Oh, good town. Very good town. Obviously, Maple Leaf Square will be rocking tonight, and Joe B. will tell you all the other details of the day in sports. Right now, it's Kenny Curtis from Fenway, and here's what's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey! Yeah, so he was a guy that we felt was athletic enough to possibly make the switch over on the left side. Really good pass protector. Really took a huge step forward this year as a four-year starter. Athletic, can bend, strong, powerful, tough. Could possibly play guard. Think he could be a four-position guy, but definitely feel like he can play on the left side.
Potentially, possibly, maybe, could someday move to the left side, Curtis. Tackle potential for Caden Wallace, the third-round pick. Talking Pat's draft here from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio at Fenway Park, where the Red Sox and the Cubs are playing a series that people in Boston may not watch a pitch of for the in a bizarre world. But we hope not. Listen in tonight. We've got a triple header tonight. 4:10, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network, and then followed by Celtics and Bruins. So you might have that Boston sports trifecta. And Lionel Messi in town tonight over at the Revs game, which is going to be a sold-out yard. How about that, Curtis?
Yeah, not a great night for that, considering that it was a huge ticket. One of the big, I go back to, because we've been doing a lot of college, and Matt Ryan obviously just retired. He was the lone top five pick in my era of watching BC football. Maybe the only one ever, right? Yeah, nobody's ever been top five other than Matt Ryan. And his biggest win, I always ask Scheim for Drake May's special moment, the game that he was remembered by. Thursday night, BC's down 10-0 at Lane Stadium, Blacksburg, Virginia, against the Hokies. And I think there's about 3 minutes left in the game. Game 2, 07 World Series, Schilling on the bump against the Rockies at Fenway Park. I'm doing that for 890 ESPN while watching BC take on Virginia Tech. The game sucked. I think everybody turned it off. Anybody that was watching it, it was a rainy night in Blacksburg. And Matt Ryan leads two consecutive touchdown drives to win 14-10. At that point, was the overwhelming favorite to win the Heisman. That was the Jeff Jagosinski, Matt Ryan moment. Mm. There's never been a moment like that. And tonight, the Messi being at Gillette, with everything else going around, it'll be just washed away.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, they'll sell it out. You have no doubt about that, right?
Okay. I mean, tickets are still- Tomorrow morning, what are people talking about? Lionel Messi?
Yeah.
Or what are they going to say?
If they were there at the park watching Messi, they'll talk about Messi.
It's not a park. And I'm talking about lasting impact. What's the impact tomorrow?
Depends how the game goes tonight.
The games.
Mm-hmm. If it's game, nobody's talking about the game 2 for the Celtics and Heat. That has been brushed away. It's like that didn't happen.
Game 3 tonight.
Well, I know. So let's see what happens tonight.
Right.
It's a blowout. People want to talk about Lionel Messi.
What's the rating going to be for Messi against in the Rebs tonight on TV?
I think it could be big. This is once in a generation. I'm
asking you. So you think it will outrate the Bruins or the Celtics?
And the NFL draft.
Depends
and
on
hockey
the
NFL draft is meaningless tonight. NBA playoffs. There's much more that will outrate it.
Well, the draft's not going to be on tonight, right? The draft's daytime event.
Right. But the Celtics and the Bruins will both outrate Messi's. And I'm saying,
well, if it's 4-1 Leafs in the first, people are going to turn the game off and turn Messi on.
Okay. You're not being honest.
By the way, top 10 picks in BC history, almost top five, Mike Mamula,
right.
1-7, BJ Raji, 1-9.
Mike Mamula had one of the great games I've ever seen. I didn't know he was roided to the gills, but he took down
you didn't?
Six sacks against Donovan McNabb and the Syracuse Orange, one of the great games I saw in person. Not quite as great as Michael Vick's unbelievable performance at Alumni Stadium.
How do you like the Pats draft? Give us a buzz. 617-779-7937.
Ken thinks that more people are going to watch Lionel Messi over the Bruins and Celtics playoff game. Call in and tell him he's a moron.
Yeah, what an outrageous take.
It's not even going to be
close.
One of
the most famous athletes on the planet.
Okay, so when Diego Maradona comes today, there are going to be a lot of people watching him play?
Is he coming today?
But, I mean, it's not even – it's laughably absurd. It'll do like a two.
It's also on Apple TV. Not everyone has that.
It's really – it's not on TV?
I mean, Ken, I love
Should
you,
be.
But you're trying too hard to be.
This game will be sold out. It's a hot ticket. Greg's going.
Yeah, so will Van Morrison.
Okay, it's not, I mean, Van Morrison I love, but God, it's not in the same.
Well, it's sold out.
Okay, what are the three most famous athletes on the planet? Is Messi one of them?
No.
He's not?
Oh, on the planet? Yes.
Okay, so he's in town. This will be the last time he's ever in New England, like Tom Brady. Brady will be back on 6/12. It'll never be back again.
He's not even going to play the whole game.
He's not?
No.
Why, did you break this game down? You've been talking to the coaches or what?
No, because the texter said it, and I just believe it.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to Drake May.
I don't know. I mean, the biggest athlete in the world's here. Why are
Let's
we talking
talk about,
Messi.
We should be. I mean, I tried to.
And you sound like you messied your pants.
Okay. I'm a soccer head. What are you going to say?
Soccer head. What club team did he play on before he joined Miami?
He played for Barcelona.
I don't know. I'm just asking. I have no idea.
His history is illustrious.
I watched the whole World Cup final. It was wild. You know what the same day of the World Cup final was? The worst play in recent Patriots history. the lateral gone awry. Oh,
God. Nobody will remember that lateral, right? Just the last 4 years of Patriots.
The guy that stiff-armed Mac is even in a worse place than Mac.
So Drake May yesterday, meeting the media, brought the siblings up on stage. Now, do you think this is a lovable Gronk-esque story in the making, or will we be tired of the May family? Like, how's this going to play out? Because I don't think they have the group family charisma or charm of the Gronks necessarily, but they're, you know, brothers. Maybe it'll be fun. Maybe is the father going to be around? I don't know.
Ken, he wasn't the only there. Reason the Gronk whole family, and Gordy's a big listener to the Greg Hill Show, local guy, good morning. The only reason that was relevant was because Gronk was a historically great player.
Right. Okay. So let's say Drake May is really good.
But you're asking about these like peripheral things. Who gives a crap about his family?
I like these things. These are the things that have like substance in sports.
What's the substance?
Beyond just breaking down
brothers
the X's
are giving
and
him,
the O's.
Giving him grief. Like,
can we hear the clip?
Okay, let's do it.
You've built it up very nicely here.
Could this be the next Gordy Gronk?
I don't know. There's some interest, I think, in the first round pick, and they just took him third overall, and
right.
His family, and like what's happening around him.
He's
God
actually,
forbid we play a soundbite on the show.
He's actually a Sagittarius.
What would you like to break down? You don't want to talk Messi? You don't want to talk May? What do you want to talk about?
I'll talk May. I don't want to talk about how his brother's kind of needling him, but let's hear it. It was funny. I heard it yesterday.
Okay, here's. No, yeah, this so is on, not him getting needled.
Luke. You know, Luke's my oldest brother. He plays basketball overseas in Japan. You know, he's kind of, you know, one of my role models looking up to when I was early on in sports. He's been great and so supportive. He flew back from Japan on Wednesday for the draft. Just shows he even, you know, missed one of his games. He put that, you know, in his contract to playing overseas that he wanted to be here. That's just family. That's what we are. That's what the Mays. And then, you know, here's Cole. Cole's, you know, the jokester. I think, you know, me and him go at it back and forth with the jokes. He played, you know, baseball at Florida, won a national championship there. So these two got the national championship rings that trump. They still trump the first round draft choice. And then Bo on the end, you know, my best friend Bo. He lives with me at North Carolina. He lived with me. He's on the basketball team. And just a bunch of athletes up here. And can't forget my longtime girlfriend we've dated since seventh grade, you know, Ann Michael over here. So this is my squad. And if you're getting me, you're getting them. So that's about all I got.
So quick thing there. Great job. I love it. He's like Patrick Mahomes.
How charming is that? He's, my best friend, Bo. His brother.
My best friend, Bo. I mean, we would all be better served if we had a best friend named Bo. I'll tell you that right now. Secondly, it would actually be a bigger story if Maradona came and played because he'd be coming back from the dead.
I saw you just got a text updating you.
Thanks to Mike
this
Quinn.
This just in.
Yeah.
Did the man die?
He did, unfortunately. The hand of God, or whatever the hell Diego Maradona was. So my soccer knowledge is about 30 years late. However, all of this seems great, and I mean that. Like, Drake May seems like a real kid who has worked his ass off. He's incredibly talented, and he's earned this opportunity to be the third pick in the NFL draft. All totally accurate. And I am concerned that he will not be able to reach his potential, not because of his inabilities, but because of the either lack of talent or the lack of coaching that he's surrounded by. I hope I'm wrong. That's where if you had the first pick in the draft and it was a Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck, that Peyton Manning kind of no doubt guy, I would say they'll elevate everyone. And that was more of what we thought Bledsoe had, even though Bledsoe already had the advantage of having Parcells here.
508 texter, Gillette will be pandemonium tonight. Totally agree. Followed by another great text. Curtis is a grade A a-hole today, isn't he, Ken? 978 texture. I totally agree. Both accounts. Why are you so down on everything? That was a good clip from May of his brothers. You just tried to submarine that. To sabotage that.
Do you want to go through the texts about you in here? I mean, my God.
Are there some? That's fine. Take your shots. I'm just trying to give a little lighter side, a little personal side of Drake May. I think he is a good story in that sense. I totally agree. There are concerns about what he's walking into, both in the coaching staff, both in the surrounding cast. I am very concerned already that there are some like Jones and others who are demanding that he play week one. Do you think the fans share that sentiment? Because I don't. Okay. I mean, there are some smart football fans around here. Nobody wants him week one.
I love Jones, but who cares when he starts? Why?
Well, that matters. That's huge.
Why?
His development could be totally stunted by starting week one.
But so what's, ruined, what's the upside of starting him week one?
Well, you tell me. I don't know.
So, I mean, he's not going to start week one. Who believes that?
Well, I mean, Jones thinks he should. He thinks they should have a competition. He should beat him out and, you know, and you go with the guy early. Even Wiggy said that. Wiggy was making the case.
He said
he'll learn more on the field than he will off the
field. Right. I would be absolutely shocked if Drake May started in the first half of the season. Shocked.
Now, I agree. But counter argument to that. We think the owners pushed this pick on Elliott Wolf, right? He had no choice. He had to take a quarterback. There was no discussion. You're taking a QB.
I think.
Will the owners push to see him on the field?
No, because then that will expedite the not. Like, this is a lottery ticket that you haven't checked yet. You know, the longer he's waiting and preparing and getting ready, the better the opportunity is that he will be better when he starts, right? If he has 8 weeks to prepare instead of 3 weeks, he'll be better after 8 weeks. And Jacoby Brissett was brought in, given $8 million to play at least half the season. That's my guess. He'll start 9-10 games. And then you'll see, you know, maybe you'll see Drake May in some fourth quarters. You'll see him in games that they're out of, all of that. But I would be absolutely shocked. And they shouldn't play him in the first half of the season.
Now, 508 texter, if Mac Jones started his first game as the 15th pick, why not Drake May starting the first game as the third pick?
Different player. Mac Jones was, according to everybody, a pro-ready guy from Saban's system, was a senior, won a national championship, had several years of working behind Tua and working alongside Jalen Hurts. He was a guy that had a much different pedigree when it comes to pro readiness.
Do you see Brissett taking him under his wing? Is he going to be a...
Oh, yeah. Brissett's an awesome guy.
So
no issue at all.
That's a perfect
sign. Totally. That is not a concern whatsoever.
You did mention Cousins earlier. They should have signed Cousins, but you don't really believe that.
I don't mean that as a slight against Jacoby Brissett. I'm just saying if you're going to not spend money, why not spend it all on the quarterback and you have a better year anyway? But no, Jacoby Brissett is a guy that I would have no concern with about elevating Drake May. He knew, just like everybody else knew, that they were going to take a quarterback with that third overall pick.
Drake May was asked about Brady. He kind of pushed that off pretty quick. He's tried to distance himself from that. I want to see if you have any problem with this clip, Joe. Let's cue up the one. He's asked about Brady and meeting him and all that. And here's May from Gillette yesterday.
Yeah, just the GOAT. I think, you know, any quarterback's got to be a Tom Brady fan. Just, you know, what he did. And I think they're already talking about, you know, June 12th is going to be sold out for Tom and a celebration for him. So just, you know, we'll be honored to get to meet him, get to pick his brain. And, you know, one of the greatest, you know, to ever do it. So just be, you know, be an awesome moment to get to meet him. And, you know, like I said, just be a sponge, soak it all in.
Yeah. Do you think Brady hated Mac, or just like laughed at him or mocked him? I mean, I feel like now we're far enough away. This could be a better relationship, Brady and May.
I've given it no thought. The only thing that hit me was that, you know how the Jets still compare quarterbacks to Joe Namath? Like, I'm nervous, that this has already started. We're now, 5 years removed, and it's still about Brady, and that's going to maintain itself until the guy that they find is the next one. And obviously there will never be another one of Tom, but I don't feel like the pressure. I've heard this has been a national talking point, that he's going to have to assume the pressure of having to follow Brady still. I don't get that sense from Patriots fans. I think Patriots fans wanted Mac to succeed after his rookie year. It didn't mean they hated Tom because they thought Mac was doing well. The next year, Mac's second year was as starting quarterback, or no, that was his rookie year, was the game that they lost.
Right.
So the stadium was rooting for Mac. I mean, the Brady component is a national talking point. I think people here are comfortable with where the team is. They obviously wish Tom didn't leave, but I don't think that there is any added stress to Drake May to be Tom Brady. I just don't.
And this pretty much snuffs out any Brady coming back to New England talk.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. I think that you'll see I think the Raiders are going to try, and I think Tom, this is way of Tom beating Patrick Mahomes, is to build a better team in Oakland or Vegas so that they can take on the Chiefs in the division.
Take on Mahomes. I like it.
Yeah.
So Brady Day coming up 6/12. Your intel says Belichick will be there.
He will be there.
Everything will be like go perfectly, and it does that like
it will be a celebration of the 20 years in a way of honoring Tom, because he is the one that was part of both all those eras, the six Super Bowls. I don't think there'll be a lot of Bucks championship footage, but it'll be a night to rightfully honor people like Ty Law and Troy Brown and Devin McCourty and Julian Edelman and Dante Hightower and Jermaine Wiggins and up in Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel, you name it. You know, Vince Wilfork, all those guys, Vinatieri, I was young. I was 9 on Larry Bird night, and I didn't, Greg was there with his dad. He told the story on the air. Pretty cool. This will be an opportunity for the region to celebrate it, and it would be obscene if the guy that was charged with putting it together wasn't there, and he will be there.
It's actually, I think the event, and we're going to, we have plans to be down there all day and looking forward to that. I think it's got the potential for the organization, from the Kraft's point of view, to put a lot of this drama behind them if they can pull it off well. And Bill's coming back, so they're getting that gift from him, despite allegedly how they've managed the offseason without him. So would you admit, the last 4 to 8 years has just been drama-filled from top to bottom. From the organization's point of view, they got the franchise quarterback. They took 3 offensive guys. Bill's coming back. He's going to play nice in the sandbox with Brady. All the fans are going to fill it up on a nice summer day, and you have the chance to move forward and finally just to be rid of all the drama of the end
but
of the
day. You're viewing this from the wrong prism. The organization doesn't want to move past this. They're the ones who created it.
Well, they want to move past it with Kraft in the proper light.
But who was behind the Dynasty docuseries? All of this was brought to light, not Netflix. Because some like random book or a column by Don Van Natta. It was done because of Robert Kraft.
Yeah. And our friend who wrote the book,
Jeff Benedict.
Jeff Benedict, who did a great job when he was on
Hamacek.
And Matt Hamacek, yeah. That was just an independent thought.
What a bizarre back-to-back days those were. Anyway, go on.
617-779-7937. You can join the Ken and Curtis Show. How did you think the draft went through 2 days? Fitzy and Hart will be breaking down rounds 4 through 7 today, which starts at noon, I believe. And the Patriots do have a couple picks high in the 4th round. And then a big day in Boston sports, although Lionel Messi may or may not be part of Curtis's plans for that.
You didn't even know where the game was on TV.
I can't believe it's not on TV tonight.
Oh,
I wasn't not.
God. How have you ever been more wrong?
Is it not on NESN Plus or anything?
NESN Plus?
I don't know. Get the rights to this thing. Get it on TV. We will be right back from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, where we are broadcasting from. And during Truck Month, get a great deal on Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 years straight, and the official truck of your Boston Red Sox. May we all know
that nothing ain't cool. I got a lot of words to say. I can say a bunch. So I brought my 3 brothers back there and my girlfriend. This is just such a special moment for me. Getting that call last night on the old phone, the old buzzer was pretty sweet. I think my mom ended up carrying the old ring down phone out of the green room as a souvenir. So just a special moment for me. I'm glad I'm coming to a organization that knows how to win, that's done it before, and ready to get that back on track and just ready for get things going.
Drake May introduction day yesterday. Jalen Polk added to the mix, in addition to a tackle from Penn State, Caden Wallace, 6'5", 315. Draft day 3 today. Fitz and Hart on at noon. Ken and Curtis broadcasting from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. Of all the quarterbacks that went, and by the way, none went yesterday. 6 on day 1, none in rounds 2 and 3. Unless I'm mistaken, I don't think any went. Caleb Williams goes 1, obviously, as we thought, to the Bears. Jaden Daniels to the Commanders. Then Drake. Penix, obviously, to Atlanta with some fanfare. McCarthy to the Vikings. And Bo Nix to Denver. Biggest success there and biggest failure of the bunch.
Bo Nix. He's going to suck. and the biggest success?
McCarthy's in a good spot. You got to admit, Vikings, that's a good place to go for him.
Yeah, I have to say that Bill Belichick sold me a bit on JJ, talking about his footwork and his, you know. But that's what Bill despises, the quarterback that does anything bad with the football. Like, that is his world. A quarterback that is, you know, smart, does what the defense allows him to do, doesn't do too much. And JJ was that guy. I just think Caleb Williams and the Bears, the way that that organization has been run, but Ryan Poles, BC guy, as a GM, that trade they made last year, I mean, one of the great moves you'll see in maybe ever in the NFL, where you get that amount of picks, you end up with a better quarterback, and you take the Panthers. I mean, what a disaster that organization is. So I think Caleb Williams will have an opportunity to succeed with the Bears. I think that roster is pretty good, and I think he's going to be a truly great player. So I would go with the chalk at number one.
A couple of texts in. You can text the show, 37937 on the Kenny Curtis Show. 978 texter. Mac went directly against Brady as a rookie. Nobody else will have to deal with that continuity situation. So obviously talking about May is in a different situation. Might not play at all. That probably was a lot of pressure for Mac when you look back on that. To have to play against the guy and be directly compared to him.
Mac's rookie year was an absolutely massive success.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't describe it any other way. They go 10-7. They were 7-9, then they go 10-7, they go to the playoffs, and that was and even in the playoff loss, I mean, it took Poyer, one of the best plays you'll see in the secondary, that interception. I mean, otherwise Mac was pretty good in that game.
401 texter, you don't draft a guy 3 not to play him. Totally disagree, but there will some who believe that, and some already who are pushing for that.
You don't draft a guy 3 to rush him and hurt him. Like,
thank you.
That's the rule.
This from another 978 texter. We needed Marvin Harrison. Oh, 617 texter. Needed Marvin Harrison and then should have gone Spencer Rattler in the second round. That was the Merrill Hodge plan. He loves Spencer Rattler.
And I hate to do this to you. The Leafs, Bruins, far tougher ticket in Toronto than Messi and the Rebs today.
Well, Toronto, God, it's like that's gospel up there. What do you mean, tougher ticket?
It's more expensive to go to the game in Toronto.
Well, that's a bad comp.
What are you talking about? That's what we're talking about tonight, these games being competing.
We're talking about the Boston sports fan and their interest level tonight.
Messi's in Providence. He isn't even in Boston.
Don't you find it interesting that a lot of people are going to the game tonight and they will not be able to see Bruins and Celtics? They're going to sell that stadium out tonight. The pitch will be sold out.
I would say that it's a lot of people that are.
That's a choice. You're giving up watching that.
Okay,
game.
I want to hear from a Boston sports fan without their kid that is going as an adult tonight.
Well, Greg, well, he's going with his kid.
Right. I want to hear from a man or a woman.
Jones is going.
I don't give an F. I'm not.
Well, that's. I'm
you
giving
about...
you an example. He's not taking his kid. He's going to the game. You want to get Jones on?
Adam Jones bought tickets to the game tonight.
He was gifted tickets.
Okay.
But still.
Ken, you're being annoying, my man, even for, like, yourself.
Sorry.
I'm trying to find someone that is going with boys or girls or boys and girls as adults to the game that they purchase tickets. It's not for kids. They're just going, and they're not going to watch the game. That's what I want to hear.
I don't think they have to purchase the tickets.
Yes, of course you do. You're saying that they're making the investment to go to the game. It's a hotter ticket.
Well, they're making the choice of their time. They're going to watch that game and tape Celtics and Bruins and watch it later.
Taping it. Okay, yeah. I think Jones is going to be in a spot where you can watch the games, correct?
Well, that's true. You could watch all three.
Oh, so Greg and Jones each got the sweet seats tonight.
They did.
Very nice. I wasn't offered. I love soccer. I actually spent time in Europe.
You just bashed it for the last half hour.
Right. If I was sitting in a suite, I could watch all three and have free popcorn.
Let's go to Chicopee to talk to our man Tim here on the Ken and Curtis Show. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, listen, this is going to be centered around mediocrity. There were some months back, even
Ken
on the
wrote
show,
the book on that.
Right? I thrive in mediocrity. I'll laugh at that.
And the thought was, you know, signing a free agent quarterback, whether whoever was available, let's just go sign him, right? And the problem with that, and you go get Marvin Harrison and these other guys, is what do you do 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road, when you got to pay those guys, right? So my point is, you're going to be stuck in like mediocrity. And what I mean by mediocrity is, oh, hey, we make a playoff game now and then and we lose. But we have a winning record. So I think they're gambling with Drake May. And I don't disagree with folks saying trade up, trade down, and doing all that. I'm just saying I think they're really gambling on the fact that this guy's going to be good. And I don't care what Merrill Hodge says.
But, Tim, do you think the owners made the pick? Do you think Kraft, Robert and Jonathan basically agree with you? They're saying, we're gambling on this guy. That's what we're doing. We're making the call here.
I absolutely think that. And I think Elliot Wolf wanted to go the mediocrity route. Well, we'll get McCarthy or Penix. We can get those guys at, 11, 12, 13, whatever, right? And we're going to have all these picks. But the problem with it, if you get all these guys, let's say they're all studs except for the quarterback, and then you're looking for a quarterback again, you're going to have to pay these three or four studs big money, right? So how do you go out and get, like, I heard Dak Prescott being mentioned. But number one, is it a given you could actually get the guy?
Not a given.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And as far as the analyst goes, I want you to go back and look what some of these very same people said. I don't have it on the tip of my tongue what they said about Josh Allen. And I'm not saying it's the same thing they're saying about Drake May. And my last point, all the controversy, wrong coaches they hired, this, that, they're in disarray. The mini camp will be the first indication to see either they got their crap together or we're headed for like a very long season. You will know that right how mini camp is handled. But
what do you mean by
thanks,
that?
Thanks, guys. I'll
yeah, what do you mean how mini camp is handled?
If camp looks like it's in total disarray, right, which all the media will say, and I'm saying not being organized, right, griping between people, if that's the case, right, and then I'll say, yeah, they are in disarray. They're not organized. This is going to be bad, right? I don't care if you have thanks, guys.
I was just going to say thanks for the call. I don't see that happening. I don't think it's going to be an obvious disarray guys fighting. They could really not be good coaches. I mean, I guess players could squawk about that.
I think there's going to be a lot of growing pains. I have no judgment on the offseason. I have no judgment yet on what Gerard Mayo is going to do. I don't think the mini camp was an indictment or a success. We won't know about this for a bit. I think Gerard Mayo and what he did with Matthew Slater, how he's built out his defensive staff, the retaining of Brian Belichick, bringing in and promoting the Covington, who was the defensive line coach, the D coordinator. I like Gerard Mayo. I think he was. I am supportive of the hire. I don't think this year is going to be great, but it's not going to be Gerard Mayo's fault. I just hope the organization gives Mayo the rope to be successful because I think he will be. I don't know, but I like what they've done. And so I don't want to sit here and judge them based on a mini camp or Drake May. I think the roster that they have been saddled with sucks, especially on offense, and that concerns me. But that's not an indictment of Gerard Mayo or anybody else.
And you got to admit, they've tried to correct that. Their first three picks have been offensive players. Now, you got a hot poll question up.
Yep, just put it up.
Okay, we'll see the results of this next, but you're pitting the three big events tonight against each other.
Right.
You can only watch one.
And Ken was so smart about one, he didn't even know where you could watch it.
I still don't even know. It's Apple TV only?
I have no idea.
Braverman, is that true? It's not on television anywhere. You have to have the package.
MLS has a season pass offering for Apple TV. So
I'm not
that's
lying
the only
to
way you.
You
can watch it.
Braverman, there have been 23 votes, not a single one yet.
I just voted for the Rev, so it's got to be
that shocks
one.
No one.
But that's a lie. You're not going to be watching it.
I just wanted to pump it up. But that's a hotter ticket.
So you don't even believe your own hype?
The only redeeming quality you have is that you're honest, and now that's gone.
I didn't say it was my choice. I'm saying Greater Boston.
But you just voted to pump up a poll. You're not being honest. You're not going to watch it.
I was dishonest on the poll, out of spite for you. We'll get further poll results.
Oh, look, there is one vote. It just came in. 32, 31 have been voted against it. What an idiot. This may be your dumbest take.
I don't even know what my take is. Which is like
just,
those things.
It's just that you want me to be wrong.
I want your take on what you would prefer to watch tonight. Revs, Messi, Bruins, Leafs, Celtics, Heat. But also, we want your thoughts on the Patriots draft. Rounds 1-3. How have they done? Great. Elliot Wolf, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, and Gerard Mayo. We'll do that next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.